We're doing the book of Amos. We're up to what's called the third chapter and the ninth pasuk. The Navi had taken us through a journey of destruction, describing the destruction of different nations, the different sins that brought about that destruction. And then the Navi went on to discuss the destruction of Am Yisrael. And the Navi says, nothing's a coincidence. Hashem is watching over Am Yisrael. And Hashem is not going to let them get away with their averot. And just like two people don't just by coincidence end up walking down the same path together, they have to plan in advance to meet there and go together. The Navi went through many psukim describing this concept, the lion in the forest. If he's roaring, it's obviously because he has prey. The young lion in his den. It also lets out some kind of roar when he's about to devour his prey. The bird doesn't get caught by the trap unless there's something there to attract it. The chauffeur doesn't get blown in the city unless something bad's happening. And nothing bad happens unless Hashem said it should. So that's the bottom line. Hashem says, I'm giving you forewarning. I'm letting the prophets know in advance. And the prophets, don't blame them. Once I give them prophecy, they have to prophesize, but take heed. So the Navi continues in Pasuk Tet. Hashmiu al almenot be'ashdod ve'al almenot be'eretz Mitzrayim. Make heard, you people of Ashdod, and in the castles of Ashdod, the castles of the land of Egypt, ve'imru. Heyasifu alarei shomeron uru mehumot rabot betocha va'ashukim bekirba. So in Ashdod you had the Philistines, in Mitzrayim you had the Egyptians. The Navi says everyone should call out, let's go see, let's see, like a spectator sport, let's see the destruction of how Israel is finally destroyed, the civil war that will be in the land of Israel. And look at how the Jews have been unfair to one another, and that's why, because there's such internal strife, they will be easily overtaken by the Assyrian Empire when they're coming to destroy the northern 10 tribes. So the Navi has been warning about this, and now the Navi says, let it be known in the Philistine castles and the Egyptian castles, let their people know, let's all go watch the destruction of Shomron, the destruction of the north. And that's going to be an easy destruction because va'ashukim bekirba. There have been so many people treated unfairly within Shomron, that their loyalty is not so strong towards the government. And so you have a situation where people, because they were treated unfairly, you have internal strife, and then when there's so much internal fighting, that when the enemy comes, it's going to be easy taking. V'lo yade'u asot nechocha ne'um Adonai ha'otzerim chamas vashod be'almenoteyim. And take note, Hashem says, how in the land of Israel, they don't know how to be honest. Lo yade'u asot nechocha. They don't know how to behave honestly and fairly. And so, for sure, Hashem will help you when you come to destroy them. Ha'otzerim. Look at how they gather in their storage houses. Chamas vashod. The fruits of their stealing. Either stealing with bandits or stealing by force with armed robbers. And that's what's filling their castles. So Hashem says, you know, they stole from everyone else. So if so, Hashem says, I'm going to let them be destroyed. And it's worse than that. Because if a person steals because he needs something, that's bad enough. But here, they stole even when they didn't need it. Ha'otzerim, they filled their storage houses with the fruits of their thievery. So Hashem says they've been so sinful, they even steal when they don't need it. They steal in situations where they just want to fill their storage houses. Lachin. Yeah.
When you're talking about, when I was talking about they're going to conquer, the nations are going to conquer because they're not, is it a practical concept or is it a punishment?
I think it's both.
But it, what's the... I mean, right, but is the emphasis more on...
This is
what happens when this... Or is this more of a... An external...
Spiritual thing. Spiritually, it's for sure that way. We find that the redemption is also described. Tzion b'mishpat tipade. Hashem says, when justice returns to Zion, then the redemption will come to Zion. It goes hand in hand. So spiritually, it's for sure that way. But the commentaries over here seem to learn that it's the pasuk is also speaking practically. Re'u mehumot rabot betucha ba'ashukim bekirma. See the masses that there's going to be internal strife. The mehumot rabot seems to be practical. Ba'ashukim bekirma. It doesn't seem like Hashem would call on the nations and say, come look at how they're being dishonest and then you'll see it's easy to conquer them. It seems like Hashem saying it's going to be a practical problem. That the kings are going to try to unify their soldiers and the soldiers are not going to be with them.
Lachen ko amar Adonai Elohim tzar. Usviv haaretz,
tzar is the enemy. Yeah, the enemy will come upon you, and he will surround you. Hashem warns, you're not going to have any escape.
Ve'orid mimech uzeich v'navozu almenotayich,
and he will humble your strength. He will bring your strength down, and your castles will be plundered.
Ko amar Adonai kasher yatzil haroe mipi haari shteich ra'ayim o vidal ozen kein yinatzelo b'nei Yisrael hayoshevim b'shomeron b'fiat mita ובדמשק ארס.
Hashem says, כאשר יציל הרועה, just as the shepherd, when he sees a lion coming to devour some of his flock, so he tries to save what he can, so he tries to pull part of the sheep out of the lion's mouth, so he could bring it back to the master, and the one who hires him will know that he didn't steal it. So he doesn't take it out of the lion's mouth. He doesn't bring home part of the sheep because anyone's going to eat it. It has no purpose other than to prove that, you know, I didn't steal those sheep. So kasher yatzil haroe mipi ha'ari shteich ra'ayim ovida lozen, just as the shepherd will try to get the remnants from the mouth of the lion, two legs or an earlobe, something that he could bring the owner to show him. Ken yinatzlu b'nei Yisrael, so too, the ones that will be saved from the destruction of the north, from the destruction of Shomron, they're not going to be worth much. They are going to be ill, they are going to be bif'at mita, they're going to find themselves bedridden, uvid mesek aves, and they're going to, Eres is also a bed, and they're going to be finding themselves bound to the bed. The few that will make it out alive at the end of this destruction will also find themselves bedridden. The mesek is a word that means lacking water. That's why Damascus got the name. Damascus literally means lacking fluids. So the person is going to find himself bidmesek ares, lying in bed without fluids, meaning he's going to be dehydrated. It's one of the things that happens when a person has a high fever. So the Navi says, just like the shepherd, whatever he manages to salvage from the lion who attacked is not of any value, it's just an indication of the lions having come, so too, Keni Natzlu Bnei Yisrael, so too the Jews that will be saved, those that are Yoshvim B'Shomron, that live in Shomron, they're not going to be of too much value. They're going to be bif'at mita. They're going to be bound to the bed. Uvid mesek ares. And they're going to be all dehydrated on the bed. Shimu va'idu b'veit Yaakov. Ne'um Adonai Elohim. Elohei ha-tzeva'ot. Listen, Hashem says, and warn the house of Yaakov. This is what Hashem said, and He's the master of all armies. And Hashem says, so to speak, give testimony. This is what's going to happen. Ki beyom pokdi fishei Yisrael alav. Because on the day that I take an accounting of the sins of Israel over them, ufakati al mizbechot beitel, then I will, so to speak, take note. Then I will take them to task over the altars they established in Beit El to the golden calf that's there. V'nigde'u karnot ha-mizbeach v'nafilu la'aretz. And the corners of the mizbeach, which were used in the worship of the golden calf, they will be uprooted and they will fall to the ground. V'yiketi beit ha-choref al beit ha-kayitz. Hashem says, they, you know, they had their bungalow colonies, they had their house of the winter and their house of the summer. They had all kinds of homes just to enjoy themselves. So the winter home had good insulation and it was kept very warm. The summer home had great breeze and they could sit there and enjoy their natural air conditioning. Hashem says, both will be destroyed. V'keti v'et ha'chof al beit ha'kayitz. I will destroy their winter home, their summer home. The people are investing their strength and their wealth in worldly pleasures. So Hashem says, I'll destroy all the worldly pleasures. Ve'avedu batei hashen. And their houses of ivory will be lost. Visafu batim rabim ne'um Adonai. And many homes will be destroyed, says Hashem. Shim'u hadavar hazeh parot habashan asher behar shomeron. Hashem says, listen here, you cows of the Bashan. Who are the cows of the Bashan? So Bashan is a place where cows would graze, and here he's talking to the wives of the nobles. The wives were very corpulent, and they were always interested in having more meat and more amenities. So the Navi now turns to the wives, who would pressure their husbands to bring in more money, and even at the expense of the poor, even though it caused their husbands to steal more. So the Navi turns to them and says, Parot HaBashan, you cows of Bashan, Asher Behar Shomron, that are in the mountains of Shomron, Ha'oshekot Dalim, Ha'rotzitzot Evyonim, you oppress the poor, you steal from the poor. Ha'omerot la'adoneihem, havi ha'vinishte. They don't do it directly, but rather they pressure their husbands and say, bring more wine, let's have a ball, let's have a feast. And where's the husband going to get it from? So he's going to oppress the poor. And the husband who's under pressure from his wife to bring more amenities home, that's one of the causes for him to do these immoral activities. Nishba Adonai Elohim Bekocho ki hine yamim ba'im alechem. Hashem says that he swears by his holiness that days will come upon you, you cows. V'nisa etchem b'tzinot. The enemy will take you and carry you off in his shield. Ve'achritchem b'sirot duga. And whatever is left, he'll take the daughters, the sons, the children. They'll take in little boats that were used like fishermen's boats. So Hashem says, just like the fisherman captures his fish, gathers them and brings them home, so too the enemy won't care. He'll bring you in, it's like cattle cars, v'sirot duga, in little ships that no one would travel in normally. Normally you just take the fish. So the Navi says that's how the children will be taken, like fish in those boats. So Hashem says, you women, you think things are going so well for you. Hashem says, I swear by my holiness, days are coming when you will be carried off in the Tzina. Tzina is a shield. They had these huge shields. You're going to be carried off in the enemy's shields. V'achritchem, and what you leave behind, your children will be gathered b'sirot tuga in fishermen's ships. Ufratzim teitzena isha nigda. And the breaches of the walls, as you try to escape the palaces, Hashem says, you yourself are going to escape through the breaches of the walls, ufratzim teitzena, and through the breaches of the walls, they will go out, isha nigda. Every woman is going to find a breach directly near her in order to run away, meaning the walls are going to be so breached that it'll be easy to find a way out of the palace. Vishlachtena ha'almona ne'um Adonai. Hashem says, and you're going to be caught and thrown into the palace, be thrown back into the palace. Ha'almona is like ha'almona, back into the palace, says Hashem. You will run out through the walls that should have protected you, and you will be thrown back into the palace. That's where they'll gather you, that they're going to use the palace as your jail. Bo ve'te'elu fishu. And so Hashem says, so to speak, mockingly, go ahead, keep going. Go to Beit El, continue your sins. Hagilgal, halbu lifshoha. Go on to Gilgal, keep on sinning, Hashem says. That's okay, the punishment is just building up. V'aviu labokel zivchechem, lishloshet yamim, maserotechem. And Hashem says, and continue bringing your sacrifices every morning, continue bringing your miser every 3 years, instead of bringing it to the temple, they'd bring it to Beit El, they'd bring it to their idols. V'katel mechameitz todah. Continue bringing your todah sacrifices with the chametz bread. That's the way todah is ordinarily brought. Hashem says, no problem. You keep bringing that to the idols. Continue declaring the different donations you're going to be bringing. Kichein avtem b'nei Yisrael ne'um Adonai Elohim. Hashem saying, obviously, I'm not telling you to do this, but I'm just telling you, I see, this is the way you like, this is the way you want. So Hashem says, fine, if that's what you want, you'll see the price for it in the end. V'gam ani natati lachem nikyon shinayim b'chol ha'arechem. Hashem says, and I'll pay you back for it. I will ensure that you will be impoverished. There will be no sacrifices from my altar. If you aren't interested in bringing, so Hashem says, fine, I won't let you bring sacrifices. I will ensure that your cities are clean, your teeth are clean, you won't have any meat to bring. Nikyon shinaim, clean teeth, is an allusion to lack of meat. In Tanakh and in Shas, we speak of meat as something that gets caught between the teeth. That's why we wait between meat and milk. One of the understandings is because the meat gets caught between the teeth. So Hashem says, fine, I'll pay you back in kind. I'll keep your teeth clean throughout your cities. So to speak, you won't have meat. V'choser lechem b'chol mekomoteichem. And I'll make a shortage of bread wherever you live. Hashem says, you use the bread to bring sacrifices before the idols, so I'll make a shortage of bread. And even so, I see, v'lo shavtem adai ne'um Adonai, and you've yet to return to me, Hashem says. In spite of everything, you're not learning your lesson. And so Hashem says, okay, I'm going to pay you back and withhold the rain, and that's where we'll pick up Ezrat Hashem next time.